Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm Jessica Ramirez from Bell Direct. Today, we're talking five strong-as-an-ox companies with reliable dividends. With me is Don Hampson from Plato Investment Management and Chris Hall from Elliston Capital. Gents, thanks for coming along. First up, let's start with you, Chris, ASX, Buy, Hold or Sell?
Hold for me, Jess. Great company, obviously very, very conservative balance sheet. It's net cash. It's in a very, very defensive earnings stream, but valuation's pretty steep. It's trading on 30 times. It's at about a 15 to 20% premium to other global exchanges around the world.
Thanks, Chris. I guess trading volumes at an all-time high. Dawn, ASX, buy, hold or sell?
It's a sell for us. Yes, volumes at a high, but I think they can only go down. And I agree with Chris. Valuation is very expensive. So I think with limited growth and a high valuation, it's a sell for me.
Let's stay on you, Don. Macquarie, MQG, buy, hold or sell?
That's a buy. Great capital. Those are really smart guys and they seem to make the best of tough situations like we're in.
Tough time for some, but their profit only fell 8%. Macquarie, buy, hold or sell? Chris?
Buy for me, Jess. Very strong surplus capital position. Pure play on infrastructure with its investment portfolio. Market-facing businesses will recover if the markets continue to improve over the next 1 or 2 years, valuation's still looking compelling.
Regardless of markets improving, people are still buying at Wesfarmers. Buy, hold or sell Wesfarmers?
Sell. Jess, this one's probably a bit controversial. If I look at Wesfarmers' earnings, 60% of it comes from Bunnings. If I back out the implied valuation of Bunnings, I think it's trading on around about 28 times, which is far superior to that of something like a Woolworths or even a JB Hi-Fi. Great company, but looks expensive. $7 billion of capital to deploy. That will be the changer if I'm going to change my mind.
Chris, thank you. Don, over to you. Wesfarmers, is it expensive? Buy, hold or sell?
Hold for us. Yes, it looks a bit on the expensive side, but it's got very good earnings from Bunnings. So we're in a hold on that one.
And Don, we ask you to bring a strong as an ox company paying a reliable dividend. What have you got?
Bit of left field here, but we got Fortescue Metals. Iron ore prices are higher than that they start at the start of the year, great dividend yield, and that company has a net cash position. So for us, that's a strong buy.
Fortescue Metals, thanks, Don. Chris, what's your stock for today?
For me, it's Goodman Group, again, a great pipeline of business opportunities, fantastic balance sheet, around about $5 billion of work in the pipeline at the moment, $50 billion of assets under management, which they can continue to draw down on fee revenue. I think you'll see a 5 to 7% compound dividend growth story over the next few years.
Thanks, Chris. Well, there you have it, two strong as an ox companies, Fortescue Metals and Goodman Group.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos and podcasts.